I'd like to begin today by telling the story of a saint, a modern saint. Although really the focus of the story will be not so much on the saint, but on the person who brought her to faith. The saint is Edith Stein. She was born in a Jewish family, practicing Jewish people. She was brilliant and went for university training, received her training in philosophy. Gradually, she began to move away from any faith in God and finally proclaimed herself to be an atheist. And by that time, she was teaching in some of the leading universities in Germany. It happened that a colleague of hers died rather unexpectedly. And so Edith went to spend some time with the widow of this colleague. And she was impressed by the woman's faith in God, her tranquility in spite of the great loss that she had suffered, the sense of peace that this woman had. The woman was a Catholic. And that began to open her up to the possibility of the existence of God. Well, gradually Edith became a Catholic. And then a little later, she decided to enter into religious life. She became a nun. Well, this is right when Hitler was persecuting the Jews. And even though she had become Catholic, her Jewish background put her in great danger. The religious order tried to move her to a place where they thought she'd be more secure. But eventually, she was arrested, as was her sister who had converted and become a nun also. They were both arrested, put on a train to Auschwitz, and there they both died. But as I said, my focus is not so much on her, but on that widow, that lady, who by her faith, by the peace and tranquility that she received from her faith, brought Edith Stein to faith in God and eventually to sainthood. That story, I think, can lead you and I to ask ourselves a question about our own lives. First of all, the question, do I really believe that Jesus is Savior? Not only my Savior, but that He came to be Savior of all people. Do I, in the very depths of me, believe that He wants to gather all humanity into the kingdom of heaven? Do I believe that this is important to our God, important to our Savior Jesus Christ? And then do I believe that in baptism we have been sent out to be witnesses to Christ in the world today? That each and every one of us, by the ordinary things of our lives, the way we live, by our sense of peace, by our struggling for justice, by our compassion for those who are suffering, that you and I are called by these things also to give witness to our faith in Christ Jesus. Those are questions I believe we do well to ask ourselves. How am I living this faith? Is this faith manifest by the ordinary things that I do in my daily life? There's a cardinal, one of the cardinals of our church. I didn't bother to remember his name because I couldn't pronounce it. But I read something that he said that struck me. It's a very simple phrase. He said, like converts like. And what he meant by that is, we have the most power to touch people who are somewhat like us. In other words, those experiences we have in common. A mother who believes, who lives her faith, is most empowered to touch another mother. A father to touch the father of another family. Maybe somebody on the high school football team is more able to reach another member of that team. Or a cheerleader, by her faith, can touch the life of another cheerleader. Somebody in finances is probably more able to touch another person who deals with finances in their business life. A nurse, more likely to touch another nurse. Those people with whom we have things in common are the ones that we are most able to touch if we live our faith the way we are called to live it. The most important thing, though, is that we must truly live that faith with sincerity of heart. That faith must be beyond what we do on Sunday morning. But it must lead us out and transform the way we live. I think that's what is meant in the second reading today when it talks about faith versus works. Is faith just something up here? Or does what I believe somehow empower and impact the way I live my daily life? What I do in my work, in my leisure, with my friends, with my family. That is faith being shown forth by the works I do. What I'm really talking about is a form of stewardship. It's stewardship of our time, stewardship of our talent. It is taking what God has given us, that great faith that we have, and then allowing that to touch other lives. Yes, it takes time sometimes to do that. We have to use the gifts that God has given us. But those gifts are not given to us just for ourselves. They're given to us for the sake of all. They're given to us to transform the world, so that we can bring the world to Christ Jesus, that we can bring the world to salvation. This morning, in a special way, I want to focus on our catechists. Focus on those people who have volunteered to try to teach the faith to others. Often when we think of catechists, we think of those who teach our children in First Communion class, Confirmation class, and yes, they are catechists. But there's also a catechist to adults, and I want to include all of those who teach the faith in any way. In some way, that is one of the most important ministries we have in the church, because that is how the faith that begins in the home, and I need to say that parents are always the first teachers of the faith. But if the parents have formed the children in the faith in the sense that they have created an atmosphere of faith, then those children are ready to be touched by catechists. Catechists who teach them the mysteries, the truths of our faith. We try to teach them more and more to know the Lord Jesus Christ. That is such an important ministry in our church today. And it too is a very important form of stewardship. It is taking that gift, using that gift for the well-being of others. Now, we have a lot of catechists in our parish. I don't even know if I could venture a guess at the number. But we have the people that teach First Communion classes. We have a group of people that teaches older children who are not yet baptized. We have people who teach confirmation classes. We have people who work as catechists in Generations of Faith. We have people who work as catechists for our adults who are preparing to baptize their children. We have people who work as catechists among some of our older adults who meet in groups throughout the week, often through the lunch hour or in the evenings. We have a lot of catechists, and I'm probably missing a few. We need to be grateful to these people. They carry on a very important ministry, a very important mission in our church today. Just remembered the RCIA as I saw Colleen over there. They carry on a ministry that is essential if the church is to grow, if we are to bring the faith to the next generation. We support them in many ways. First of all, being available to help them. If, for instance, they need a help in their classroom. Or maybe they need to be absent for a night and be ready to volunteer to cover their class. They need our prayer. Maybe more than anything, they need our thank you. To thank them for the sacrifice of their time and talent. For their willingness to give themselves to pass the faith on. Maybe we need to support them when they're discouraged, because discouragement can come often. But to remind them that we're there with them, we care about them, we know their work is important. At the end of Mass today, we will call the catechists forward. We will give them a blessing. And I hope we will, as a community, be grateful to them. Thank them for the great gift that they give to our church. For all of us, whether we are explicitly catechists or not, we have the same mission of that woman who brought Edith Stein to faith. We have the mission by our lives, by the way we live each day, to make faith in Christ Jesus known to others. May we each remember that mission and strive to live our lives in such a way that others can come to know Christ Jesus through us.